You're listening to SBS News.
There are new faces in southeast Queensland's regional city of Toowoomba. They are the faces of Yazidi refugees from Syria, recently arrived in Australia. A group of refugees recently performed their traditional dances at their new hometown's annual Multicultural Languages and Cultures Festival. Dressed in traditional Yazidi attire, Karan Jamo spoke for the group.
1 year I've been here in Toowoomba. I'm very happy with between people all Australia, because lovely people, lovely weather, lovely anything. Yeah.
Australia agreed to take thousands of Yazidis after the United Nations declared their slaughter, torture and abuse by IS fighters in Syria as genocide. Thousands of refugees from around the world have been settling in Toowoomba over the past 15 years. First from countries like South Sudan and Chad in Africa, then from Iraq and Afghanistan, including many from the Hazara minority. Now, starting last year, 500 Yazidi have settled in the city. United Nations Human Rights Commissioner Regional Representative Thomas Albrecht, speaking at the first National Refugee Regional Resettlement Conference in Toowoomba that coincided with the festival, was full of praise for the city.
Your efforts to reach out to refugees, to embrace them and to guide them on the difficult but rewarding path of life in a new country are truly inspiring. Your efforts are critical to refugees. They're critical as an example within Australia as well as around the world because of the results all of you realize, but also because people see you care profoundly.
Toowoomba Mayor Paul Antonio oversaw the declaration of the council area as a refugee welcome zone in 2013, and he's overseen the development of support services for refugees since then.
Well, I guess it adds to our economy some people who, what I'm finding with many of these people who come here, they have an absolute will to do a few things. One is to work, one is to establish a home, the other one is to educate their children.
Mayor Antonio's ancestors come from Portugal, Germany and Italy, settling in the region generations ago.
Australians.
Singing with her sister on stage at the festival is this year's Toowoomba Young Australian of the Year and soon to be a law graduate, 23-year-old Prudence Mellum.
I love living in Toowoomba. I feel that Toowoomba really gives young people an opportunity to excel in whatever they're passionate about. It's very multicultural and diverse.
She arrived as a refugee from Chad 11 years ago.
I would really prefer to live in a place like this, because coming from a refugee camp, a city would just be so much of a change for me personally. So this place is good, and it works for people from refugee and migrant backgrounds.
Toowoomba was chosen to host the Regional Resettlement Conference by Multicultural Development Australia. CEO Karen Benson says it's focusing on the challenges and successes for refugees in regional areas over coastal cities.
A lot of smaller regional centres that are really struggling for people. A lot of people are leaving and there aren't new people coming, and they're really interested in how they build their population.
The federal government is currently grappling with the flight of established populations from regional Australia and looking to offer incentives for skilled migrants to move there. At the conference, the Department of Social Services Acting Director of Settlement, Sharon Bailey, said they were also looking at making more places attractive to refugees. Armidale last year became the department's first new regional resettlement location in 11 years, bringing the total number to 19, and more are being discussed.
We've established Armidale. It took between 6 and 12 months to do the on-the-ground work to get that location up and kind of ready before anyone could come into the community. And that work has really paid off because the early arrivals have had a really strong experience.
The head of the Federal Government Settlement Services Advisory Council, Paris Aristotle, has pushed to take more refugees.
I proposed a program that was in the vicinity of about 31,000 places. We could manage that scale of a program relatively easily, in fact. Some believe we could go higher, and I suspect that's probably right as well.
The government has no plans to take up Paris Aristotle's idea.
They've been clear that 18,750 at this stage is the mark that they are comfortable with.
Only 3,000 are considered suitable for regional relocation annually. There are challenges and advantages in regional Australia. Employment prospects are often good, housing is cheap, but many services are needed to support refugees moving there. South Sudanese were amongst the first to arrive in Toowoomba, including medical doctor Paul Barak, who says much has improved. But he worries about the federal government's current focus on African gangs in Victoria and the impact it's having.
There are two aspects to it. The first aspect is the resources, and the second part is the language used. Because as soon as you call a person a refugee, you alienated them from you. They're not part of you. They are the others. And where they come from, the refugees, they're already traumatized as being the others. So when that language continues and they feel that they're still an outsider, the trauma is triple.
For the Yazidi, it's time to celebrate. A good start to a new life in their new hometown that's made them feel truly welcome. Kadan Jamo from their dance group says they want to give back starting at the festival.
From me here, from little 10 minutes dancing.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.